Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Here, final hour for us. Big final hour. We'll get to What's Trending in just a minute here. Also, 25 minutes from now, Major General Diana Holland going to step in studio, bring a little class to the program.
Hey, what are you talking about? Maybe some discipline.
I'm talking about myself.
We're classy.
Well, you might be.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Georgia State plays Army.
In a corporate building.
On Saturday, yeah. Well, the funniest thing is riding the elevator
up
with some of the people that work in the offices in the building that are professionals and have suits on.
And the look they give you when you get on an elevator.
Because I wear cutoff shorts like every day.
Yeah.
And t-shirts that I got for free most days.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm the worst dressed non-homeless person in Midtown almost every single day. And these people look at me.
Man. You and CCD.
Well, yeah. Other people at the radio station that actually take the cake. Yeah. But between the Wendy dresses great. Wendy dresses nice. The other three of us, it's a contest every day. Now, Randy's got cool t-shirts and sweats. Brian Gebhardt's got, all Atlanta t-shirts and then one New York Giants t-shirt sometimes for some reason. And then I got my cutoff shorts and everybody looks at us like we're crazy. The point of the story is
five shirts that he rotates.
He does, but it's a solid five though, and they're good looking shirts. But then every once in a while, Brian shows up with a button up on, and everybody freaks out.
Like, what's going on?
Oh God,
who died?
Brian's going to a funeral. Okay, so Major General Diana Holland is going to come in. We're going to act like professionals.
Yes, yeah. Craig said he wants a crown
as the worst dressed. Oh, no, you win.
No, you win.
You're the champion, Craig. Don't get it wrong. You're the only one that's ever showed up on accident with no shoes on.
Yeah.
So you win worst dressed.
Yeah.
Georgia State plays Army on Saturday.
Right.
Okay, we're the home of Georgia State football.
Yeah.
We're going to chat with her about that game and all of the events surrounding that game coming up in 20 minutes.
And I know that I was listening, and I don't know if freaking said it, but like it's like almost sold out and everything, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a big event over there at Georgia State Stadium. So if you don't have tickets yet, you might be able to still get some. That'd be a lot of fun. It's always great pageantry whenever Army is involved, and they'll be in town to take on Georgia State on Saturday. The Ask Me Anything segment 40 minutes away. But the big announcement, all right? We've been holding out hope that we'd be able to announce this, and here we go. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy, as well as both of our producers, Brian Gebhardt and Wendy Adams.
And Eric.
And our engineer, Eric. Who we're all equally excited about going, are taking the road trip down to the cocktail party.
Yes, we are.
We are going to be in Jacksonville on Friday, the day before the game, on Saturday, the day of the game, broadcasting live from Jacksonville Sports Tavern.
Uh-huh.
We'll do our regular show hours on Friday from 10 to 2. On Saturday, you and I will broadcast from noon to 3.
Mm-hmm.
The game kicks off at 3:30.
Right.
We will very likely just take four steps to the left of our broadcast setup and watch the game there at 3:30, drink some Dixie vodka, and have a great time. So we're going to be in Jacksonville for the football game.
Happy and excited for us to be able to go down there, man. It's something that like a brainchild. We just started brainstorming in the summertime.
Yeah.
And I think Wendy might have said, what about Jacksonville? What about it? Let's go. I was like, all right, you know me. I'm like, all right, whatever, cool. I mean, whatever's clever.
So shout out to the sales folks, John Parla, and all those guys for getting it done.
Dixie Vodka, thank you all.
Shout out to Terry and Sean for getting it done as well.
Appreciate y'all. My man Dave downstairs, thank y'all.
If you're going down, the point is this. If you're going down to Jacksonville for the game, we'll be there too and we want to hang out. We want to hang out on Friday night in Jacksonville. We want to hang out on Saturday night in Jacksonville and have some fun with some Georgia fans.
Yeah, because you know.
And one Florida fan, because Wendy will be with us.
Because Wendy will be there. Yeah. Unfortunately, we got to take her.
No, not unfortunately.
I'm just kidding,
oh,
Wendy.
Oh, man, Wendy's going to kill
me. I'm just kidding, Wendy.
Let's get to what's trending.
Well, I'm sure not only myself, but the coaches and everybody will come up with a good game plan. And if it's smart for me to go out there on Sunday, then I will. I've been missing football. I love football. So I would love that. But at the end of the day, we do have to be smart as well. So I don't know. I can't tell you yes or no right now.
Is it smart? No. Would it be smart of the Rams to have Jalen Ramsey on the field on Sunday?
I go back to Wes Durham, and thanks Wes for coming on as usual. He did say something, the different time zones, because he went from Jacksonville, he went going all the way out to L.A., coming all the way back across the country. And if that back is what it is, you know, all that flying could bother him, Andy.
He already got a backiotomy. Yeah, They fixed it, gave him a backiotomy there in Los Angeles, and he's going to be on the field. That's a good point. He also hasn't played in an NFL game in a month.
Right.
So, I mean, at the very least, he's going to be a little bit out of shape. He also wasn't practicing.
Yeah, that's right? The thing about it. He wasn't practicing. Right? He wasn't playing.
Because he had to sell that back injury.
Ow.
You can't practice if you're going to convince the team that you can't play. So, that could be an issue as well, too. Like, the good news for him is if he's following Julio Jones, Julio Jones comes off the field from time to time.
Yeah.
Julio sits out about 20% of the plays because he gets a little tired, too.
You know what the funniest thing was? And off topic, but I remember my man Ryan Clark. He had a tweet the other day that was spot on. He's like, why is it when receivers run a deep route and they get overthrown, they tap out? That DB that ran with you the whole way and he comes back and plays the next play? Why is that? And I was so curious. Because I've never tapped out before. Like,
never once.
Never once
in an NFL football game.
Never tapped out before.
Even the game you threw up on the quarterback?
No, it's always a stayed in, and luckily it was a 2-minute warning.
Caught a touchdown the next play. So cool.
But no, I think Jalen's going to play enough. Right now, the thing with Wade's scheme is, if you talk about from a cornerback perspective, you're playing man-to-man. That's what he does. That's what he wants his corners to do. That's why he's aggressive as far as the blitz package that he likes to do. But, yeah, I don't know if Jalen's going to play Julio the whole game. I was talking about maybe he gets on Calvin and then you double-team Julio with your other two corners with Hill and somebody else, maybe put Weddle over top, and you force them to, you know, go to Hooper and go to Mohamed Sanu.
Wes also brought up an interesting point about Austin Hooper, about how effective he's been and about the fact that the Rams
really
don't defend the tight end very well. I don't want this to sound negative, so I'll try to ask.
I know what you're going to say.
Is Austin Hooper as good as this? Because, like, you know, you are what your numbers say.
No, you're never. Never are what your numbers say.
Okay.
No, I take that back. You're not always what your numbers
say.
Okay. All right. Teams are forcing you to go to Austin Hooper.
Right. He's the backup plan.
Yes. Yeah.
Teams actually prefer it if you're throwing it to Austin Hooper rather than Julio Jones, because Julio Jones could kill you on any play. Yeah. Now, that said, Austin Hooper's gotten in the end zone, too. Like, teams don't want that to happen.
Yeah, they don't want that to happen. But as you talk about a volume of targets, you would like to look at it as we'll let them have Austin Hooper. But, I mean, you can't take nothing away from Hoop's getting busy.
Right.
All right, he's getting busy. He's right at 10 yards a catch, 3 touchdowns, 42 receptions, and he's been that safety valve a lot for Matt this season. So, hey, keep doing your thing, my man. And this is the best time to do it because your contract is up next.
Somebody's going to pay Austin Hooper a lot of money to play tight end next year. And again, good for him. It's interesting because he came on last year and had a really nice year last year, but not like this. Like, this is like elite tight end type numbers that he's putting up right now. And, you know, I just thought I'd ask somebody who played tight end in the NFL what he thought about it. And I'm with you. Like, I love that he's doing it, and I hope he continues to do it.
We trust him. He's been so consistent throughout his career, and he's been automatic for a long time. And so I don't even blink, man. When we get in those situations, we get the ball past the 35-yard line. To me, it's automatic, and he's been that way throughout his entire career here.
Yeah, so that's Matt Ryan talking about Matt Bryant and the fact that he missed a PAT at the end of the game, not having anything to do with the confidence in him. I'll be honest with you. Like, we talked about it on Monday. It's okay to criticize Rodrigo Blankenship and Matt Bryant for missing important kicks and not doing their job at the ends of games.
It sure is.
I still really trust Rodrigo Blankenship as the best kicker in the country. There's been little indications that Matt Bryant's not quite the same this year. Like, he missed a field goal real bad a couple weeks ago, and it was a short one. The PAT, he never misses PATs. He missed that PAT on Sunday. Like, Matt Bryant, I still trust him, but I don't know that he's like money Matt Bryant like he was like 3 or 4 years ago.
No, he's not. He's not that. And okay. That comes with age, you know, but still,
he's still better than Giorgio DeVecchio.
He's better than Giorgio, and I'll still put my money on Matt to get it done. I mean, if you're in that situation again, I trust that he will be able to do it and figure things out. But, I mean, you got to trust some guys right now. And you can't be like, that's what I'm talking about when you talk about jumping ship and like, hey, you know what? Damn, Matt back out there. These players up there in Flower Branch have all the faith in the world in Matt Bryant. So everything's going to be cool. I doubt he misses again, but I'm not going to say that he won't.
Yeah, no guarantees, but hopefully he doesn't. Let's hear from another Falcons player.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you kind of look at all the games that they played against like defenses, so whether it's Dallas Cowboys, 49ers, at the same time, it's kind of just about what we do. It's about us and playing the coverages and the techniques that we know how to play best. That'd be most effective.
That's Isaiah Oliver. I feel like he in that set, because Desmond Trufant still not practicing.
Right.
It could be a long day for those guys. Those Rams receivers are pretty talented.
Yeah, I like the way he sounds. He sounds confident.
I know.
He does. And he's a nice person.
Can I tell you this? We go to Flowery Branch every Wednesday, and I like going because the access, it's fun. It's, you get maybe a little bit extra information. I also kind of don't like going because it's hard to be 100% honest about all of the guys that aren't playing well.
Uh-huh.
Because Isaiah Oliver is the nicest person in the world.
A real
and I know
nice
no
kid.
One cares about Nobody that. Cares. They just want him to intercept passes and play better. But he's so nice.
Yeah.
Vic Beasley is the nicest person alive.
Yeah.
I know no one cares.
Yeah.
Want him to get in the backfield and all that stuff. But it almost makes it harder to be critical of guys like that. Be just like Isaiah Oliver stands there and talks to the media every single game. Some guys duck it.
Some guys
bail out and duck
he
it.
He has not ducked it.
Not Isaiah Oliver.
He has not ducked it.
And I appreciate
and
that.
And the problems that the Rams
but still play better
is if number 30 is going. Because if Todd Gurley is rolling this offense, that's when Jared Goff is at his best as far as play action pass. When you can throw the ball downfield to Brandon Cooks, I mean, you look at Cooper Kupp, I mean, he gets busy in the slot as far as his route running. And then, you know, what's it, Robert Woods? He's just savvy and crafty and everything, man, and makes tough catches. So,
big.
And then you got Everett, the tight end.
He's the one.
He's the problem.
Yeah, he's the X factor on Sunday. He's such a good tight end. All right, let's give away some money. What do you say?
Oh, yeah.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Again, something talking about me. Soul. You know, I'm a soul. I got S-O-U-L. You have until 159 to text soul to 72881 from your cell phone. That's 72881. Message data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. And for complete rules, visit 929thegame.com/rules. The word is soul.
S-O-U-L. Soul.
Soul.
I got some. I mean, I got a little soul.
You do, brother.
Thank you.
You do.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I said that timid. I didn't know if you were going to go with me on that one. Well, because the 12 o'clock word was chocolate. I'm not going to claim that.
No.
That's obviously not. But soul, a little bit, maybe.
I felt like we were always there and pretty much at our best in those games, you know. And obviously the early rounds in the Open Cup are a bit different. But then, you know, I mean, we went to Orlando to take care of business. We played at home, you know, in the final, took care of business, played really well. Against Club America, played a really good game, you know, came out on top. And you know, those things help. And that's why I'm pretty confident that we'll be at our best, you know, when it really matters. And this is the time now.
That's Julian Gressel talking about the team's confidence going into Saturday. I don't have any questions about whether or not these guys are going to be confident.
No.
They're good. They've won a lot of games together. They're the defending champions, and they've won a couple trophies this year as well. Like, they think they can win. I'm not worried about them doubting that they can win. Here's what I'm worried about. Miles Robinson isn't going to play.
That's a big deal.
We found that out today.
That's
been
a
reported
big deal.
By Doug, and it's been confirmed. Miles Robinson is not playing on Saturday for Atlanta United. And my comparison was maybe that's like having an injured Freddie Freeman or something for the Braves, and
right.
We saw what that meant for the Braves. Mike Conte, the voice of Atlanta United, said that's like not having Matt Ryan.
That's crazy.
That's
a lot. But, I mean, you look at it, he's the best 1v1 defender in all of MLS. There's a reason why he's up for Defensive Player of the Year and all that because of how excellent he is.
He finished third in that voting. That just came out.
Oh, it just came out?
He's third in Defensive Player of the Year voting.
Man, you hurt your hamstring, and then you get shafted?
Yes.
Shafted.
It's terrible.
It's horrible.
He got snubbed in the vote.
Snubbed
and the really frustrating thing is the way that he got hurt. He got hurt, like, training late at night. After a game that he didn't play in for the U.S. men's national team, who is a disaster in other ways, by the way. So very frustrating that Miles Robinson won't be available on Saturday. But you know what?
They got so many other guys.
You got to play with who
and
you got.
Somebody got to step up. Now, is it Parkey's turn? I mean, or is it – I don't know how Frank is going to do this. I know one thing. There's a video.
Pogba, maybe?
There's a video out of him being very upset about what happened and how Miles got hurt.
DeBoer is furious.
He's hot.
Like, if you thought – Darren Eels did a pretty good job of keeping him – Darren Eels is mad, too, and should be. Everyone's mad. It's awful. Eels went about it in a very Darren Eels way. Like, Frank DeBoer seems like one of those guys you don't want mad at you.
Yeah.
You know?
Frank got that strong jaw chin line.
Like, he's going to, just the way he looks, he does. He does have a strong jaw chin line. He also just has, like, angry eyes.
Yeah.
Like, he would look at you and just, like, burn a hole through you.
You remember that picture of when Tom Brady was in court and that bad artist? Does that not look like Frank DeBoer? Yeah.
It does.
It does.
When the artist jacked up Tom Brady's face.
Yeah, they were like, Frank.
Frank DeBoer kind of looks like a bad artist rendering of Tom Brady.
He does, man. He does. He does. All right, we got some Halloween tickets to give out. Halloween is presented by Zaxby's and Kennesaw State University. It is the largest hot air balloon and costume party, and it is Friday, October 18th, which is this weekend. And it's also Saturday, October 19th. There's plenty of fun for you and the family. And caller number 5 to 404-741-0929 gets these tickets. So call up and win you some Halloween tickets. Really fun event.
All right, something very special coming up next. Major General Diana Holland steps in studio with us to get us ready for Georgia State versus Army on Saturday and all of the events that are going on surrounding that football game as well. We'll be right back. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Thursday. 20 minutes away from the AMA.
Yeah.
So we'll close the show out with the AMA, which tends to be the most off-the-rails, ridiculous segment of the show. We're going to get to something a little bit more professional than that in just a minute, but you've got to tell us about our winner.
Yeah, we got a winner for these Halloween tickets, a Matt Shaw of Hushton, Georgia. Never heard of that one before, but yeah, he won a 4-pack of tickets to the Halloween this Saturday, October 19th at Kennesaw State. It is the Hot Air Balloon Festival costume party. It's very fun. Took my family there last year, so make sure the tickets are still on sale. Go to al-o-ween.com.
Congratulations.
Congrats, Matt.
We'll give away another pair of tickets tomorrow. A lot of big stuff going on in town this weekend, obviously. It's a college football Saturday. None bigger than what's going on at 7 o'clock at Georgia State Stadium as Army is in town to take on Georgia State. And we're happy and pleased to welcome to the show Major General Diana Holland. So thank you so much for coming by and talking to us. It's funny, though, before we started, she said, sorry, I don't want to reveal any secrets, but she said, I'm a little intimidated. I've never done a sports radio show before. We're intimidated.
Yes.
Because it's not very often that we have, you know, like actual professionals come on the show. So thank you very much for coming by. And it's a pleasure to talk to you. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show. And I know I am intimidated. But I feel a little bit better because you led the show with On Brave Old Army Team.
Well, I mean, that's just our producer, Brian. That's what he does. So, I mean,
okay.
I
like your producer.
He likes to kiss up a little bit. I mean, I knew he was going to play that song, by the way, because he always
does. Of course,
does
he always does.
Yeah, because I knew he was going to play
that. But
it was
the right thing to
do. But it's been funny talking to the general because, like, a lot of places where she's been, I've been. She was stationed in Carlsbad. Carlsbad, Germany. My mother was born there. So it's kind of funny to sit there because when they walk in, and you know, coming from a military background, I was always yes, ma'am, no, you know. And so when I met them, I was like, should I say ma'am or sir? Do I salute? I mean, I just was so intimidated because you see, you got them stars on the shoulder, Andy.
You had flashbacks.
Yeah.
Childhood.
Yeah. Yeah, them scrubbing floors and all that stuff.
Well, and it didn't help that the first thing I noticed is you were wearing Georgia attire.
Well, I mean, I got to represent my school, but you're talking bad about me, though. You're like, where are those pants? And then you brought some of your friends with you. They looked at me all crazy because I'm wearing a Bayside T-shirt. I'm like, well, I mean, what was Bayside's rival school? Did y'all go there? I mean, it was cool, though.
We'll make sure we get some Army attire over here
yes,
so you
ma'am.
Can get dressed up.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, the way that I knew that this was going to be a good sports talk segment, though, was we're talking to the general, and she starts talking trash about Georgia State immediately.
Yes.
About how Army is gonna take care of Georgia State no problem on Saturday. So I think that's a great place to start because it's going to be a fun football game.
It is going to be a great football game. Army is coming in here to do what it does best, which is win.
Oh.
No substitute. As a great general once said, there's no substitute for victory.
And we were all talking in the bullpen because I remember growing up and it was like we didn't watch a lot of college football in my house, but we watched Army Navy. And the experience of that type of atmosphere, no matter what the records are, it just seems like that's the pinnacle of what a rivalry is.
That's right. Anything can happen at the Army Navy game. Doesn't matter what your record has been throughout the season. Everything is equal playing field when it comes to Army-Navy. You just never know what's going to happen.
And again, just an honor to have Army come in and take on Georgia State on Saturday night. I know it's not just the football game, though. There's a lot of other events going on in the city surrounding the football game. Can you tell us some of what is going on Saturday?
So absolutely. Actually, this whole week is what we call Meet Your Army Week in Atlanta. So Atlanta is one of 27 cities that the Army has identified as places that they want to get the story out. to make sure that our country knows what the Army is, who we are, what we do, what we stand for. And so this week, the Army is here in Atlanta, and it happens to be paired up with the Army GSU football.
So was that on purpose, or was this date already like selected?
I'm sure that it was a well-coordinated decision.
So if folks want to get out and meet you guys before the football game on Saturday, you said it's going on all week. Well, what can they do? Where can they go?
Well, there's a number of events. The ones I'm involved in, of course, is this show. I'm speaking at a luncheon tomorrow. There's some events going on around town with Army cyber teams. And then, of course, the football game. There's tailgating, of course, going on before the game. So the Atlanta Recruiting Battalion, which is a major Army presence here in Atlanta, will be out and about and able to talk to folks.
So how has the recruiting for the Army been so far here in this Atlanta area, especially amongst the young ladies? Because I'm looking at, I mean, you got the stars. I mean, you sitting up there sitting, I'm in charge around here. How has that process been going as far as trying to get more females involved in the Army?
Well, so you asked two things. Number one, in Atlanta, it goes very well. This is a very military-friendly city. It's wonderful to be stationed in Atlanta, or really in the entire state of Georgia. Very supportive environment. Not true as much everywhere, so it's important that we work hard in those other places. As far as women coming into the Army, you know, I try to tell my story. We're all trying to tell our story and shape that narrative to inform young women that the Army is a great place to be, whether you serve for 3 years or you serve for 29 years like I have. It is incredibly rewarding, many opportunities, and a lot of benefits.
Major General Diana Holland joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, getting us ready for Georgia State and Army on Saturday, but also everything else that's going on in the city surrounding that football game. If you're someone who's interested in joining, if you're someone who's thinking about joining the Army and enrolling, what type of person are you looking for? If you're out there listening to us right now and I'm thinking about doing that, who are you guys looking for?
Well, we're looking for a number of diverse talents and skills, but the people who are looking to be value added, to serve something larger, a purpose larger than themselves, want to better themselves, and bring those talents to the Army. We are looking for all skills, all talents, all backgrounds, all demographics. That makes us stronger.
You've been in a long time. You said 29 years, and of those 29 years, what has been probably the most satisfying part of being in the military for yourself?
Without a doubt, the people. The Army brings together people from all walks of life, from all over America and really around the world. Getting to work with people who want to make the world a better place has been incredibly satisfying in a way that I would not be exposed to that if I were in any other profession. It is definitely the people.
How did you make the decision to join? Like, how did that happen for you?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but the short of it is my dad was a Marine. My grandfather was a Marine in World War II. And being around that military presence early on, at 6 years old, I told my dad I wanted to join the military. So, you know, it's kind of related to Meet Your Army. If it's we are a society that where fewer people are serving, mm-hmm. And fewer kids are growing up with parents who served in the military or grandparents that served in the military. They're not getting that exposure. And we need to inform them about that. I came into the military because of that presence in my household.
You said both were Marines?
My dad was a Marine and my grandfather was
a
Marine.
And you said, I'm going Army. What did he say?
Well, actually, I said, I want to be a Marine.
Okay.
That was actually the first thing I said. But over time, I realized that I really wanted to go to West Point.
Okay.
West Point produces officers for the Army.
When you had that decision to come down to West Point, was it West Point and nothing else, or were there some other options out there?
Oh, I always keep a number of options on the table. I never narrow it down to one thing. But West Point was a long-term dream,
uh-huh.
and it worked out, and it exceeded my expectations, and the Army continues to do that.
All right, let's get back to the trash talk about the football game on Saturday. We mentioned it earlier. Georgia State beat Tennessee.
They've been feeling themselves
this year.
That's good. That's good.
That's good. It's going to probably be good if you can knock them down a peg off that win over Tennessee. Final score prediction? Can we get a final score prediction for the football game on Saturday night?
That Army will have more points than GSU.
That's not even fair.
I suppose that's what matters most. I suppose that's the ultimate goal.
That's not even fair. But, no, she's been, they've been, we got a Baltimore Raven fan over mm-hmm. here. And now she's talking about, so what's going on with the Cowboys? Like, we don't like the Cowboys in this city.
But
you can tell
we're trying to figure out what's going on with the Falcons.
We're trying to figure out what's going on with the team here. But she is a 49er fan. I think that's what you said. Or you like the San Francisco 49ers because you are from Santa Barbara, California. Any expectations for them this year? Because right now they're 5-0.
They're doing really well. They're doing really well. I think that we're going to have a good outcome with the 49ers.
And they got the Falcons' former offensive coordinator, too, and everybody's wishing.
Last time they were good.
Yeah, everybody's wishing the Falcons still had him as well. Hey, thank you so much
for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. We look forward to the football game on Saturday night and everything else that you guys have going on this week as well. That's Major General Diana Holland. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Go Army.
Yes, all right, ma'am. We're going to come back. We will get to an Ask Me Anything, which is ridiculous to do after.
Talking to
respectable professional
and
people. But
go back to
that's what we're going to do. You can ask us any question that you'd like on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929 or on Twitter at TBM929. We'll be right back on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Me anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, time for your questions. Any question, any topic, Ask Me Anything. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. You can send us your questions in two ways. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line 404-741-0929 or on Twitter at TBM929. Let's start here because this is what we've been talking about all break. This is the person asked it just a few minutes ago. 1989 number one contender triple threat match to face Whitney and Janet.
Okay.
Pebbles.
Girlfriend.
Paula Abdul.
Okay.
Or Jody Watley.
I'm going to go Pebbles. People get mad at me. I don't care. I thought Paula was just looked good. She was all right.
Her music?
Yeah, it was all right.
I agree.
Yeah, Paula was all right.
Paula Abdul's music was.
Yeah, but it was all right.
It was fine.
But I like Pebbles. Girlfriend.
I'll reveal this same
you
truth.
You did not know who the hell
I didn't
Pebbles
know who Pebbles was.
Yeah, or Mike Conte.
I never heard of Pebbles.
I was like, okay.
Pebbles? Brian Pebbles? Wendy Pebbles? You know Pebbles?
No, and everybody says from the Flintstones.
Not Pebbles Flintstone.
No, not Pebbles from the Flintstones.
Because that's what I was thinking, too. Yeah, okay, so you knew.
Of course I knew Andy.
Well, you know everything, Randy.
No, I don't.
Especially when it comes to R&B music.
Girlfriend. Did it.
So I don't really know. I don't have a good answer. Because, like.
Just say Jody. Jody Watley is very good, too.
Okay, I don't know Jody Watley either.
Just go to the next question.
Andy. No. Let's dive into this. Is it age or is it cultural? Like, is this a white thing? Is this why I don't know this?
No, I'm sure there's plenty of white people that know who Pebbles is.
Okay.
I think it's age more than anything.
Age more than anything.
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't feel bad about that.
No.
But I like to be, you know, I like to be diverse in my knowledge of things. No. You can't help how old you are.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Nah, you're all right.
All right, good. Just, you know, trying to make sure I'm on top of things. By the way, if you missed what we mentioned earlier, we, as a show, are headed to Jacksonville for the cocktail party. We'll be down there on Friday and Saturday broadcasting live from the Jacksonville Sports Tavern. If you want to come by and say hello, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
But that leads us to another question. What's your Halloween costume?
Not now.
Yeah, because Thursday night is when we're headed down there. That'll be Halloween.
Yeah.
And
Mama ain't happy.
I don't know. Neither is mine. So let's pull the curtain back a little bit,
right? We'll figure something out because Mama ain't happy.
We'll figure something. So we had been working on planning this trip for a while.
Yes.
I guess I just didn't put two and two together
that
we would leave on Halloween.
Did not.
And when I went home last night and I was talking to my wife about it and mentioned when we would leave, she was like, oh, that's Halloween. I was like, oh, yeah. She's like, well, but we had planned to do this on Halloween. Yeah, that's true. I forgot that we would be leaving. Mm-hmm. So last night was just a real pleasure at my house.
It was really
nice.
It was like
just
didn't know until today. And so I text my wife and said, baby, I got some bad news. I won't be here for Halloween. And she has these mad face emojis with her and Samson. I'm like, oh, yeah, Mama ain't happy. So So we're trying to figure this out, trying to say, okay, if I can catch a late flight out, maybe I can get an hour and a half trick-or-treating in and everything. Because I paid for my flight already back from Jacksonville. But I was like, okay.
But you're flying back?
From Jacksonville?
Yeah.
That's what I was doing when I was paying for my flight. Oh. Yeah. But, so.
Are we all flying? Oh, no, we're riding in the company van.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. But I might have to ride down there with you.
NFL money versus.
Because I'm sitting up here trying to buy my ticket to go down there. And she's like, you know. So we'll figure it out. Well, I mean, why can't I fly?
Of course you can fly.
Oh.
Of course you can fly.
I might drive down there with y'all.
All right. Might?
Yeah, right.
You're not gonna. Yeah, we don't want you. You can drive yourself, or you can fly, whatever. I don't care. Zombie apocalypse. Who do you take, and where do you go first?
I have no clue what you're
talking
about.
I don't know either. You're just like zombies are taking over.
Oh, okay. Zombies are good.
You need somebody to that's you need like a survivalist.
Okay, so
I don't know who's like the most. Bo Johnson.
Yeah.
If I'm thinking just 92.9 the game people, I'm taking Bo Johnson.
I don't know who to
that
take.
I just know it. I know he's got guns and ammo. He's probably like prepped. He's got probably a bunker underneath his house with canned goods.
Bo? Yeah.
Yeah.
Got all that.
I feel like that's all there.
I'm taking neighbor Bob with me.
Okay.
Yeah, neighbor Bob got that stuff too.
He does? He's like a doomsday prepper?
Yeah, I think him and Chuckery. Chuckery has a doomsday like back ready.
I believe that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
My question is, if the zombies are coming, are you trying to hide or are you trying to actively take them on?
Yeah.
And what are you doing? Like,
I'm hiding.
Me too. Yeah, I'm not one of those. I'm not on the front lines trying to take the zombies down.
Yeah, go to the island because they can't swim. DJ Plum said
that's the White Walkers.
Oh, I don't know. But DJ
are
Plum
zombies the same?
Told me to tell you, I should have told you, go watch the TLC movie.
Okay.
And then you'll find out who Pebbles is. She didn't want to take their money.
Yeah, she kind of screwed them over.
Yeah, had them girls are platinum Grammy winning group, and they got to drive around in trackers.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. It's like one of the biggest hits of all time.
You remember them trackers?
they had
trackers,
they
man.
They had a tracker?
Yeah, man.
What are those, like Mercuries or something like that?
Yeah. Knockoff Wrangler.
Right, like it's supposed to look like a Wrangler.
Yeah, they have trackers.
But you can tell it's light. Like it probably weighs about half as much as a Wrangler weighs because it's made mostly out of plastic.
That was a thick girl ride back in the day.
The tracker?
Dude. Yeah,
was
the thick girl ride. Yeah.
Hey, which was your favorite TLC member?
T-Boss. T was cool. Okay. But then I got a chance to meet her because she was dating one of my partners, so I went away from it.
Oh, that's cool.
I like, Left Eye.
I liked Left Eye. I was scared of Left Eye.
Yeah.
But I liked
you might
Eye.
Get shanked.
Maybe. But it might be worth it.
Yeah.
Like one of those ones, like, I'm willing to risk it.
I'm willing to risk that.
Because that's a special kind of love.
Yeah, that is.
Somebody that loves you so much, they will burn your house down. That's a special kind of love.
But you might have to.
You got to be careful.
You might have to deal with some stitches.
Yeah, you got to be careful. if there's one TV show you could be on, which would it be?
Like reality?
Yeah, well,
I don't do reality.
No, like any show.
Oh, any show?
Like Saved by the Bell. You're wearing a Saved by the Bell shirt right now.
Yeah, but you couldn't have had no black man like me on Saved by the Bell.
You
got to have the cornball like the dude, remember the tall black dude that was dating, the one black dude that was dating Lisa with the box, the cornball?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to have, you can't have a real bro on there. No. Nah. Yeah.
You on Saved by the Bell talking to Zach and Slater?
Yeah, you can.
That would have been pretty
funny. Yeah, you can't have no bro like me.
I'm trying to think, though, like what? What show would I really want to be a part of? Just a show that seems nice. Oh, that'd be fun to live there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Parks and Recreation is my favorite show ever.
I tell you,
I just want to work at the Pawnee Parks Department. I don't know what I would do, but I'd like to work in that office.
I want to go like back in the day. I probably want to be on Sanford and Son.
Okay.
Yeah, like be Lamont's homeboy.
All right, that sounds good. I'm going to read this one. We've gotten it a couple times. I don't really know how. We'll go. If it's not good, we'll move on. If the Civil War era North and South had football teams to settle the war, who would have won and why?
Okay, we'll move on.
Yeah, probably just move on from that one. Yeah. If you were going bald, would you embrace it or fight it?
Embrace it.
Hard to say, though.
It's hard to say.
Hard to say because you're not.
Because the thing about it is that all the family my family, all the men in the family, like we have good hair. Uncle Greg lost his hair.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, Uncle Dave got all his hair.
Uh-huh.
I got all mine.
I come from a family who's lucky that way too.
Yeah.
I luckily we all have our hair. So I think about it because I don't know what I'd do because I really like my hair a lot, very much like it.
Uh-huh.
So I'd be really sad if it was going away.
Okay.
So I don't know if I would embrace it. I think I would try to do something about it. I don't know if I'd get plugs or whatever, but I'd be doing.
Would you go get the Urlacher?
I'd be doing. I don't know. I don't want it to. People would know.
Okay.
Like Joe Buck got addicted to hair plugs,
which is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's sad to me. It's such a bummer. I feel bad for the guy.
How the hell you get addicted to hair plugs?
I don't know.
Is it like a?
What is one thing about you and Randy? What's one thing that we play radio about? No cop out answer either. Like, is there something that we play radio about?
I don't know what play radio means.
Like, maybe kind of play it up for the show because you're on the air.
Do I ever sound like I play up anything?
I don't think you.
No.
I honestly don't think you've ever done that.
I don't know how to.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't. I don't know. Is there, Brian, Wendy, do we like, do we play radio on any stuff? We really don't. Like, if there's something we don't want to talk about, we just don't talk about it. Yeah. Like, earlier today, we were getting ready for the show. We were like, hey, should we talk about the Hawks at 10:40? And he was like, I don't want to do that.
No, not right now.
We didn't do it.
Yeah,
we'll wait until the regular season starts.
Season, man. We were happy. We talked about them, but I was going to get my whole thing.
I don't think we do.
Nah.
Why would we?
But I just like how bro said, hey, don't, what do you say? Don't sugarcoat nothing?
Yeah, don't sugarcoat it.
Man.
That's our guy, Purgy.
Oh, that's Purgy. Oh, yeah.
Purgy's very nice. Yeah. We like Purgy.
Yeah.
If you were to join one military branch, which one would it be?
Army.
Army.
All day.
Yeah. Your mom was in the Army.
Yes. Mo family.
My dad's in the Army. There we go.
There we go.
It's an Army show. And we had some folks from the Army in here earlier.
Major General.
That's a good day.
Big time.
We'll come back, give you our takeaway of the day, hand off to Dukes and Bell as well, right after this on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, Dukes and Bell coming up next from 2 to 7, as always. Both Carl and Mike are here today, so don't go anywhere.
Yeah, Carl, Bulldog Carl's here.
Bulldog Carl's here?
Bulldog Carl's here.
Representing UGA today?
Yeah,
big game
Bulldog
this weekend.
Carl.
Homecoming. Maybe Bulldog Carl's going.
Maybe.
Wendy's takeaway of the day. You need a fancy room for a globe. Which I agree with. Like, I want to have one of those nice globes.
You can't
put a globe next to, like, a neon beer sign.
No, you can't do
You got to have a globe next to a bookshelf.
Yes.
Or something nice like that. And what would be really cool is if it's one of those globes that opens up and there's, like, a secret compartment inside of it.
Yeah.
You could keep, like, some cigars in there or something like that. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Brian Gebhardt's takeaway of the day is that on Saturdays, Randy McMichael transitions from media member Randy McMichael into Get the Loot, Randy McMichael. You've been getting loot the last few Saturdays. Get the loot, Randy. And you got another appearance this Saturday.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be? You were at the Trap
Delta,
House last
I've been at the Delta. The Delta family thing that they do all the way over there. It's a lot of fun.
At the airport?
Yeah, it's close to the airport. Okay. It's like the Delta, they do like a big fun day for the families of all the employees and everything. It's a whole lot of fun.
My takeaway of the day is Randy nailed it. Frank DeBoer looks like that bad artist rendering of Tom Brady.
Looks just like him.
That's what he looks like.
That is just, I mean, spot dead on.
One eye is higher than the other one. He just kind of looks angry.
My takeaway of the day is that of us four, I am usually the guy that doesn't believe anything's going to happen until it happens. I did not think we were going to be able to go to Jacksonville, but I'm excited that we are going. And, we're going to have a good time. So I guess y'all told me finally, because you know I was sitting over here like I wasn't going to believe that until I was actually in with 2 feet down in Florida. I'm talking about Jacksonville.
Yeah, I guess that hadn't happened
yet.
Yeah,
that hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to be there for the cocktail party. Yeah. I can't wait. Dukes and Bell coming up next. Fellas.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease, man.
That's right.
You
got to
make sure the situation gets addressed.
Exactly right. Carl still doesn't believe it.
Hey,
Carl still doesn't believe it.
You can thank me. This is my idea, by the way.
I don't know, I do thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.